Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When there's a conflict in a relationship and a solution seems impossible, people often isolate themselves and assume there's a problem with the relationship as a whole. We may also fear asking for outside help because doing so makes us vulnerable and opens us up to judgment about the quality of our relationship. However, there are people who can help us communicate our way through conflicts. My guest today, Dr. Amy Reichenbach, specializes in mediation and conflict resolution. Her goal is to help people reach compassionate understandings and resolve conflicts peacefully, even if the resolution means the end of a relationship. Amy's going to talk to us today about what mediation is, how it works, and why asking for help can be our ultimate way to heal. So Amy, welcome to the show. So happy and grateful to have you with us today.
Thank you, Erica. It's my honor to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about what mediation is and how you help couples get through conflicts?
Absolutely. So I work at a wonderful mediation center called Peace Talks, and we specialize in family law mediation. So we mediate people who are experiencing family law challenges. This could be a divorce. It could be navigating a child custody dispute or helping two individuals who are entering a marriage discuss a prenuptial agreement. And we sort of help give them the tools to guide them through this mediation process. As a psychologist, I help each person to identify the emotions that come up for them during this process, so that they can help manage their emotions, think logically, and communicate their needs effectively throughout the mediation process. As mediators, we don't push people into making agreements or coming up with a resolution that they're not comfortable with. The great thing about mediation is that each person is empowered to sort of advocate for themselves and navigate the course of mediation, which is a wonderful alternative to the courts, because it's so different in the court system. You go and ultimately a judge is the one who's going to be making your final decisions. You know, you'll have a lawyer who argues for you and the other side will have an attorney who argues for them. But ultimately, in the end, it's the judge who makes the final decision and they hand you a piece of paper and that sort of case closed. Whereas in mediation, you're always empowered to advocate for yourself, to navigate, to sort of come up with your own negotiation that works best for you and your family.
And that's so important. I think it's just you even explaining it sounds much more peaceful and I feel at ease just hearing about it. And how have you helped people understand that you know we all communicate, and I think our way through conflict or our way of understanding the differences in our relationships really do come down to communication.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times when you're going through something like this, a lot of emotions come up. It can be stressful going through a divorce or a child custody dispute, and you're entitled to your feelings and you're entitled to your emotions. But sometimes those emotions can get in the way of helping you think clearly and rationally and being able to effectively communicate. When you're feeling something intense like fear or anxiety, it actually can sort of short-circuit the part of our brain that helps us think clearly and organize and format our thoughts into clear, coherent communications. So one of my roles as a psychologist mediator is to help people find their way to that clear place of using their wise mind throughout the process. It's also wonderful because a lot of our clients have children together, and once you have children with someone, you're still their family. And this is what I tell all my clients. You're still a family. You're just a different type of family now. You're a family with two separate residences and two separate households. But as a family, you don't want to be starting off this new family through the courts, through litigation, through this adversarial fighting. It's not a healthy way to set up your new life and to set up your new family. So when you choose mediation, you're choosing to start off this new life and to set up this new structure and these new boundaries in a very healthy, productive way.
Yeah, oh, sounds like it. It sounds like such a better way to kind of to kind of look and take on that next phase of your life, because I know these kinds of situations are very emotional for people. And how, you know, I know you've done couples counseling for years, and how do you get people to see that even if, you know, well, they're, let's say they're in a relationship and they're having some issues, just issues, regular issues that everybody does have. How do you get people to see that, to take kind of on this belief that we can help ourselves before there is a problem, or we can begin to utilize the help of a therapist or a counselor or a couples therapist to kind of see what it is that they want out of their relationship. And I think a lot of people are fearful of doing that because they just think that, oh, there must be a problem in our relationship if we're going to be seeking counseling or therapy.
Absolutely. I strongly encourage individuals who are in a relationship that they feel maybe dissatisfied with or frustrated, or they're having some communication difficulties, seek the help of a professional, a licensed professional, because you would be amazed at how helpful something like that can be. And like you said, a lot of people are nervous about being judged. They're nervous about someone getting involved in the personal matters of their relationship. If you're seeing a qualified professional, that person is not going to judge you. They're going to be there to help you, to make your relationship stronger, to give you guys the tools that you need to get through the relationship and to maintain the love that you have with your partner. So it's definitely a positive situation. And one of the things I always say is, if you were having a toothache, you wouldn't hesitate to go see a
Right.
dentist. If you were having engine troubles, you wouldn't wait to take your car into the shop before it completely died. Don't do that with your relationship either. Take care of your relationship,
Right.
help maintain it, and that means seeing a qualified professional who can help you with it.
Yeah, it's preventative measures, you know, it's preventing something before it's too late. And I love those analogies. That's perfect for this. Amy, so can you tell our audience a little bit about just how that you how do you help people understand that they could heal above all else, even if relationships end? I really think a lot of people get so devastated and see an ending as something that is just a finality instead of just expiring.
Absolutely. And going through a divorce is a traumatic experience. It's incredibly painful and shocking. And but sometimes it's the point that two people reach and they make this decision together as adults. And going through that, it can go one of two ways. It can be a horrible thing that brings stress to you and your family and causes chaos in your life. Or it can be experience for you to learn, grow, develop, and further self-actualize. And I think that going the mediation route definitely puts you on the right track for self-actualization. I actually got into mediation. I was working with a private child custody evaluator who was doing private child custody evaluations for the courts of Los Angeles County. And I saw how going through this litigation process was really just destroying people, tearing families apart. It was exposing children to the conflict because then the kids had to get involved and sometimes speak to the judge or go through this process. And one of the parents told me once, you know, everything that happened that brought our marriage to an end, I can forgive. But what has happened during this litigation process, I don't know if I'll ever be able to get over. And it made me realize how much I could really help individuals by becoming a trained mediator. And that's really what prompted me to get into mediation.
Wow, that's so it's wonderful work that you're doing. And you could find Amy and at the mediation center called Peace Talks, and you could find Dr. Amy Reichenbach at vitalpsychology.com. And Amy, you're doing counseling, you're doing therapy also in the Los Angeles area, correct?
Yes,
Or
I
is it just
am.
the
I'm
mediation?
also doing and doing therapy and working at Peace Talks, which is a wonderful center where not only do you receive a psychologist mediator, but also a family law mediator and a financial advisor there.
Okay, thank you, Amy, so much. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well.